Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Questionable Conversations Radio, with Dr. Glenna Rice on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you a busy parent? Are you deeply invested in your personal health and success? Questionable Conversations Radio is a space that explores different parenting methods, examines healthier lifestyles, and explores what else is possible to guide you toward a successful career. Is your fast-paced lifestyle draining all of your energy? Join Dr. Glenna as she shares her motherly wisdom, offers her expertise in body transformation, and gives insights on her personal experience as a successful businesswoman. The answers are in front of you. All you need are the right questions. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Glenna Rice here, and this is Transformational Talk Radio, and this is the Questionable Conversations Radio Show. And I've got a great show for you today. I'm really excited about this. I have a guest that I just adore, a friend of mine for years, and she's a mom. I'm a mom. We're both Access Consciousness facilitators and Joint Business facilitators, and we were just in Houston together. She's actually in Brazil right now. I'm here in San Francisco. We were in Houston together last week, or not even a week ago, I think. And we were having lunch, and this conversation came up that had come up previously in Australia. Yes, we're Access Consciousness facilitators, and we are kind of all over the world all the time, about bodies when they're pregnant and what they show us. So I was like, let's do a show on this, because I don't think anybody in the world is really talking about this question. My guest asks. So my guest is this amazing woman, Lauren Marie, who came from DC, now lives in Australia, and is a mother of twins. She's got two. And she was working with me around the time she got pregnant, a little bit before. She was an incredible contribution to my business and to this show, because Questionable Conversations about Parenting and Bodies is one of her ideas. In fact, she started a whole radio show or monthly telecall that I did for years was from her inspiration about this. And this show was around the same time, and she was a huge contribution to that. So she works for Access Consciousness. She creates all around the world, is around the world. She helps contribute to so many things with that business and PR. And she's just what I call one of the mega creators on the planet. She creates, she creates amazingly. So Lauren, welcome. Thanks for being on.
I want you to do all of my intros from now on. That was amazing. Thank you.
I would love to.
I forgot that we came up with this, the Questionable Conversations idea. I totally forgot that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it led into, I mean, you do the monthly call for the Access Consciousness for Gary and Dane, which
the creative edge.
Thank you. It's changed names a few times, or once at least. And I know some of what you were doing with my show, you brought into that, and you're just this amazing creator. You created twins.
Ha. And apparently I do babies the way I do everything else. Two at a time.
More is better. So this conversation we had, you asked me a question. I was teaching the Access 3-day body class, and you were hosting me in Noosa, Australia a few weeks back. And you asked me a question about the way your body was when it was pregnant, how different it was with its awareness. And I don't know, do you recall the question, the kind of where you went?
Yes. Well, so when I was pregnant, like, my body was very loud about what it wanted and want, very loud. And I see a lot of people go, oh, what does my body want? You know, what is my body? Because we talk about asking our bodies in Access, you know, body, what do you want to eat? Body, you know, what clothes do you want to wear? Before we got on, I said, no, I know why my body wanted to wear this blue dress, because it's like pops on the camera. But, you know, so we ask our bodies whenever it has to do with body stuff. And I see people, including myself, sometimes they're clear. It's like, I don't know, what is my body saying? Well, when I was pregnant, it was like, there was no way to not hear. It was so loud. It wasn't like, body, what do you want? It was like, eat that, don't eat that, you know, stay away from that, go there. Like, it was just loud about everything. I was like, okay. So I was asking you, what would it take to have that level of clarity with what my body desires? Again, now that my kids are now 4 and I'm not pregnant, like, what was that that created that, really, you know, and how can I have more of that now?
Yeah, and it was a great question. It was a question I'd never been asked before. Now I have 3 kids, so I was pregnant three different times. I didn't do it all in one chunk. But I totally recall that. Yeah, this was all before I had the Access Consciousness tools where I could ask the question, so I wasn't asking the wonderful questions you were asking and had. Yes, I told you, it was very clear what I was going to eat each night, what I wasn't going to eat, what my body wanted to do. There was a clarity and a demand my body had that we joke about as pregnant moms. You know, you want pickles and peanut butter, right? We all kind of somewhere know this is going on. When we're pregnant, every woman you talk to that's been pregnant has some awareness about when they were pregnant and what they couldn't eat, or the morning sickness and those kind of things. But asking, first of all, you were asking because this wasn't a wrongness to you. So often with pregnant mothers, you make it a weirdness, a strangeness, kind of a joke, or a wrongness, what you're going on with the body. But you weren't asking from that place. You were asking, like, my body was so clear about what it desired and what it required during the pregnancy, and you'd like to have that clarity from now on.
All of my senses were so heightened. I mean, I could smell off in the fridge from the other room, inside the fridge, like a week before they were go bad. I mean, I was like a drug sniffing dog. Or, you know, one point my husband was sick and I was like, I can't even have you kiss me. Like, I can smell your nose, like inside your nose. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how they have dogs that smell disease? I was like, I can smell something is going on in your body from here. And like, sex was really fun. Like, all of my senses were really heightened. And I was just very, like, the world around me and my body were in a state of, like, communion where there wasn't a lot of separation. It was very, like, I don't know. It was more ease to navigate because it was just very loud.
I remember the 3 times I was pregnant, one of the things that clued me in that I was pregnant even before I took the test, which was like a day after I missed my cycle, is I could smell everything. Like, smell was like crazy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant again. Some were planned, some weren't planned. They're fabulous. I'm so happy. So what is that? Like, what is it when we are pregnant that allows that kind of a clarity with our body? And then what is it that changes it afterwards? Because I don't have that kind of clarity. I had a lot of it. I nursed for quite a while, all 3 kids afterwards. And during the times I was nursing, I had wasn't as strong, but I did have more of an ease knowing what my body desired. Now, we're not eating for just ourselves. So how much is it our child?
Well, I have a funny.
Why don't we go to a break right now and let Lauren's internet start working for us again? This is Dr. Glenna Rice, Questionable Conversations on Transformational Talk Radio. And we'll be back really soon.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Glenna Rice. We are back after the break with Transformational Talk Radio and the Questionable Conversations show. And this would be a questionable conversation show about parenting and business with my wonderful guest, Lauren Marie. And we were talking before break about our bodies during pregnancy and how different it is and how clear it can be about what our bodies desire. And both of us are access consciousness facilitators and joint business facilitators and have been doing this for many, many years. And one of our targets is to have more clarity about a communion with our body and more clarity about what it desires, what it is asking for. And we both are moms. So we have been asking a question. I got the wonderful question from Lauren in a class a few weeks ago. So I don't remember exactly what it was because we had some technical difficulties during the break and we moved around and changed positions and things like that. But Lauren, you were talking about how clear your body was during...
A funny story that I had.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everything went haywire. And it's actually perfect because that was my funny story. Because at the body class I was with you and I asked for to have that level of awareness and clarity again, I thought it was going to look like it was the first time, right? Like smells and tastes and everything would be stronger. Did I freeze?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. But what happened was like weird things, like my laptop just stopped working, which caused me not to work for 3 days. Which allowed me to get more sleep and a massage. I had accidentally booked a flight with a 20-hour layover that allowed me to go to a spa that I wouldn't have done before. So my body got louder in a totally different, weird way. Started creating these ways of me taking care of it.
Wow.
Differently.
That's really interesting because when I was looking at this show we're doing today, one of the things that popped is so often after we're pregnant as moms, we ask for our old bodies back. We ask for the body we had before we were pregnant. We ask for it to be skinny again and to lose all its fat and look like what it did before it was pregnant, which is actually not a possibility. You can never be what you were in the past. You can only be what you can be in the future that could be greater than you can imagine. And I'm just wondering how much of this incredible awareness we have when we're pregnant, we lose because we're asking for a past reality to show up with our bodies. And I still do that. I am 16 years post having a baby, and I still will look at my body in the mirror and recall that actually 25, my son's 24, 25 years ago, what it looked like. I was looking at some picture of me in a bathing suit going, oh, look at my belly and da-da-da, what it looked like then. If that's not, I was 29 years old then. That's a completely different me and a completely different body. And we're actually requesting for something to come back that was in the past. How much do we have to lose of what we have now? So seeing how it's changing for you is really exciting to hear.
It's just not at all what I was expecting, but it is getting loud again and creating, like, letting me know what it wants in a totally different way.
Okay. So for the listeners out here that just think this is whack, like, why would you want to know what a body wants? I don't want pickles and whatever. I remember eating like jalapeno, the jalapeno peppers with my third child. That's all I wanted to eat all the time, like hot and spicy stuff. And she's kind of hot and spicy. But it was different with all three. I wanted tuna melts at work every single day with my second pregnancy, you know, and to have, and a lot of, when we're pregnant, we think it's weird and it's like strange that our body's that demanding and we don't really have, it feels almost like we don't have choice. What is the value to have that kind of clarity with your body for you?
Well, we're not really taught to listen to our bodies, but what I've found is that when you do, you get way more ease with it. And when you don't, chances are you end up with some sort of problem in your body. Like how many of you have like known that you should maybe rest more at a certain time and you didn't, and then you got sick? Or, you know, it's like not listening to your body doesn't usually, you can override it. Like you can, you know. And Glenna, you've taught me so many cool ways of like working with your body, not just going like, you know, oh, I'm tired, I have to go to sleep, but going, hey, body, can we, you know, work more here? And I promise I'll rest here, like kind of negotiating. but just like not even having conversations with your body or not being aware of it or overriding it, you end up with, you know, disease and issues in the body. And that's not fun.
No, it's not fun. And that does create, it creates a dis-ease, like an unease with your body when you're not listening. And yeah, we do override our bodies. It's just harder when we're pregnant.
Yeah.
Many of us,
you
not every
throw up, you, yeah.
Yeah, you throw up. You just can't eat. I mean, I love wine. You know, I love wine and Prosecco.
Me too. Couldn't drink it.
I even went to non-alcoholic wine thinking I could still have something that had that taste. That worked about a week.
My body did not want wine. It didn't want anything to do with it. After the first few weeks, it was like, nope, get that away. It was disgusting. It actually didn't. I lost the appeal. Yeah.
Totally. No interest in it. And obviously my body doesn't have that point of view now. I'm not making a baby inside of it. You're not making a baby. It likes wine again. It was probably within like the last 2 weeks of pregnancy. It was like a sip was actually something I could swallow. And right after the baby was born, they brought in a bottle of champagne for all three of them. And I'm like, oh, this is the best stuff ever. So our body changes too. So it demands things. If we listen, it creates more, is what you're saying. You start to work and create with your body. Now, we were creating with our body and another body. Obviously, when you're pregnant, you're creating a body and your body's creating the place this body is growing and living and generating in. And it's not just us, it's also the being that's being created. It's demanding this. Now, so you actually asked this question, the advanced body class, which is there's 3-day body classes in Access, and then you can go into advanced once you've had two of those. And Grace Douglas, who's this daughter of the founder of Access, one of the founders, Gary Douglas, was co-facilitating that class with Simone Milosis, our wonderful Joy of Business creator. And you asked her a similar question that you asked me. And this was like 3 days later, 2 days later in her class. Now, Grace wonderfully grew up with these tools of awareness that we're talking about and we're gifting our kids and we've had for years. But she actually was like way back when. She was a young girl, so she's had her whole life plus her pregnancies and on to be in this question about what it is. And she had a really different point of view when you asked her that I'd never heard before. Do you recall what that was?
Well, she said that when she was pregnant, she had more space in her body, which anyone that's been pregnant won't describe it like you have space, because there's like a thing or two things in my case. taking up a lot of physical space. But the way she described it was that it actually created a sense of space, which to me, when she described it, was also like an ease and a peace and a like relaxation that she hadn't had before she was pregnant. And that she kept that because she got the sense of it while she was pregnant. She actually kept it after she was pregnant too.
Yeah, that was beautiful. It was this space. And it was partially she gave, you know, her children, her sons, like that they were showing that also because they were so much space at the time. I mean, they weren't born yet. They didn't have this reality impacting them the way we all do. And she received that information. And it was like a bing, 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 like a light bulb that went out off for me, like an awareness, like, wow. And I started having more awareness, thanks to your question, hers, about the way it was when I was pregnant. And I want, you know, whatever that was for me, I would love to have that with my body in however it would create now. Again, or more of, like what you're talking about. More of that, please. Can I have more of that? So most pregnant women are like, ah, I don't ever want anything back or like that again. And what we do know with access and the tools we've been using is your point of view. And I've talked about this on this show for ages. Your point of view creates your reality. You know? And when your point of view is that I don't want that again, I don't want to be pregnant, I don't want any of that, like not being able to eat what I want and think I should eat or drink a glass of wine, those kind of things. When we decide that we don't want that anymore, that's what we create. For all of you ladies who've ever had a baby. And you know what? We're going to go with men and people that haven't had a baby because in any lifetime you've ever had a baby and had any awareness of what we're talking about when you were pregnant, what would it take to have that energy available with total ease if you desire it again? I don't usually pod-pock, but I'm going to. I mean, it doesn't allow that.
Do it.
Do it. We just run and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Because I get that we all have this capacity.
Well, what I realized when I had that conversation with you guys was that I wasn't asking for it, you know? And that conversation and the body processes and like all of it was okay, a choice to ask for the awareness, clarity, the ease, the whatever. Like the, for me, it was more like the clarity and awareness. That I wanted back. So, or forward, not back, but I wasn't asking for it. So when I started asking for it, like I said, it started, my body started creating all these weird things to show me what it wanted. And I don't, I mean, I've made choices since that class that were very different, like eating different, like completely, like, I mean, I was eating keto, like meat, cheese, no carbs. And then I went to like green smoothies, like, I mean, opposite really. And then having like long sleeps, you know, before I was like not sleeping very much, working a lot, you know, not having a computer, having long flights, like sleeping the entire like 12-hour flight. I mean, so very, very different. And it coming from this ask and a willingness to actually recognize when it shows up, like in a totally weird way. Oh, cause my computer's breaking was very strange. Like it shouldn't have, and it was just dead, you know? And it was when I was leaving Houston and coming to Brazil, like, okay, this is not an easy time to get a computer fixed. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was like, I didn't have, I was just like, well, here's my excuse and reason and justification for not working. So I think I'll rest.
That's awesome. It's so weird and big and strange and like the way it reaches out in so many different ways and what it changes when we start communicating with our body this way. So we have to go to a break now and we'll come back and continue this conversation because I'd just like to have listeners have a little bit more awareness about what is value about listening to your body. Like what that, when you start creating with your body, what does it actually create? So this is Dr. Glenna Rice with Lauren Marie on Transformational Talk Radio. The show Questionable Conversations, and we'll be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, it's Dr. Glenn Rice on Transformational Talk Radio. The show is Questionable Conversations, and I'm here with Lauren Marie, fabulous, wonderful friend of mine for many, many years, mother of two, and we're talking about bodies during pregnancy. Now, we aren't pregnant. Yes, right. We aren't, neither of us are pregnant anymore. I haven't been pregnant in 16 years. She's about 4 years out. Yeah, she has twins, two of them. Mm-hmm. But the clarity our body has in speaking with us and talking with us, and the clarity and the ease it is, and the demand it is, the demand the body is that we listen to during pregnancy, which many mothers are aware of. So Lauren, well, first of all, before I go on to our conversation, how can people find you and find more about you? You're a transformational coach. You're doing all sorts of crazy stuff, joy of business, mompreneurs. How could they find you, get a session with you? What stuff do you have coming up in the future?
MeetLaurenMarie.com, just my name with M-E-E-T at the front. And I'm not sure what I have coming up. I just did a class here in Sao Paulo, Brazil, called The 7 Easy Ways to Make Money for Moms. And that was really fun. So I like doing business classes for moms.
I know. So do I, actually. Mompreneurs. Woo! We rock.
Yay!
Different everywhere. What can we create if we were empowered to know that we actually can create with kids greater than we ever imagined or ever considered possible? Really, really. So meetlaurenmarie.com. You can also probably go to the Access Consciousness. Is it accessconsciousness.com, Lauren Marie, or just Access Consciousness?
Yep. accessconsciousness.com/Lauren Marie.
And find your classes when you have them up or if you have them up. Cool. And to find me, glennarice.com. I'm sorry. It's drglennarice.com. I've just got a new website. Or accessconsciousness.com/Dr. Glenna Rice. And I have body classes and energetic manual therapy and a conscious parenting, conscious kids class coming up. You can find all that information if you're interested there. So what's the value of listening to your body? I mean, you know, what does it matter? You know, you say what your body wants to eat. Our bodies are weird. What if they tell us to eat stuff that's actually not good for us? Those kind of things. You know, and I'm just going to say, your body actually has so much awareness about what will contribute to you. And it gets that information. And when you actually eat from the place of your body's point of view, like what it would actually like to eat or do or play with or wear, your life gets this, it's crazy what happens. Your life gets easier. You have more peace with your body. The space we were talking about previously is actually more available when you're not fighting your body and telling what it should do. Now, most of us can override our body. I just get that when we're pregnant, it's a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an awareness our bodies gave us. You know,
yeah, I was really tired and you couldn't, there was nothing I could do to stay awake. It was like, you're out. I mean, I fell asleep on my laptop once. My husband was like, are you okay? I'm like,
oh, I remember driving to a doctor's appointment. And it was a little bit of a drive because I had a midwife who was doing a home birth and she wasn't in Boston where I lived at the time. She was south of Boston. And I had to pull over on the side of the road, which I had never done in my life, ever being tired, and take like a 15-minute nap on the side of the road. My body's like, we have to sleep now. I just worked a full day and I was off work, going to my appointment, and then I had to pick up my other two children afterwards. One child. I only had one other child then. So what's the value in your life day to day to have this? Let me ask this question a little different. What is the value of gifting this to our kids, this kind of awareness? Because we have kids. Like when you ask your kids what they want to eat, what have you seen with your two amazing kids when you actually have their body in the equation when you're offering them their meals, their food? Because we feed them
gosh.
For many years.
It's such a loaded question. Like, and people, parents, teachers have so many points of view about what they should and shouldn't eat that in packing, because my kids go to pre-kindy. So we pack lunches for them and my son has like one food group, which is sugar. And they're like, oh, so they were like, can you start packing his, like the sweet things in a separate bag? Because if he sees those and he doesn't eat anything else, I'm like, yeah, good luck. Like, it doesn't matter what you do with them. He's not going to eat the other things. But he's fueled by sugar. Like he would eat, I mean, fruit, like any type of sugar all day long. That's it. You know, he wouldn't, like dairy and sugar. Maybe he has two food groups. My daughter's more like, explore, you know, she'll branch out, but they're learning. They should have a point of view about what they should eat, but at the moment they really just prefer whatever their body, you know, tells them to eat.
So you're talking about a huge leap of magnitude for how this reality talks about feeding kids. No, I've been there and done that.
Terrible mom.
You're a terrible mom. I was a terrible mom. I've been there and done that, but my kids are older now and I can look at them now and go, healthy bodies, never were sick, strong, vibrant, vivacious, that eat with such beauty. And they all cook amazing meals. One was vegan for a while and now she's vegetarian again. But they've all chosen from an awareness of their body that I know I gifted to them. I know that now. Let me tell you, when they were little and I first started doing this work and it was like, let my kids eat sugar. I am the worst mother ever. And I also knew light and heavy, like what's true is light for you. It's heavy is a lie. And it felt so light to go for it, you know, to just go for it. And seeing my kids and many of the other kids that actually had parents that chose to honor what their bodies were desiring, not what this reality said you're supposed to feed them, what they've seen. But it's a tricky one.
It's a very tricky one. And my son, because he does do that sugar rush thing, if he eats a lot and then he goes like crazy around the house, you know, wee, which he really likes and no one else really likes.
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
So I've had to negotiate with him, you know, okay, you can have that if you have this sort of thing. And he will eat like something slightly less sugary to get his treat. So it's like, you know, you have to work with your kids in these things, because if he had his way, it would just be 100% sugar.
Yeah. I remember packing lunch boxes and having that same, you could not have anything sweet, knowing my kids desired that. Maybe you could put in strawberries, but nothing else. And then getting the lunch boxes back, just totally uneaten.
Yep.
And talking to kids, like, you can eat whatever you want when you get home. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, like, they were always fine at school and they ate what they could or didn't eat. And I got a lot of it back. And at one point I finally said, I'm not making you lunches. There's cheap, horrible school lunches. And if you're really desperately hungry, you can find something in those, or you can make your own lunches if you want them. But other than that, you know, you can eat when you get home. If you're not going to eat at school, I'm not making lunches anymore because they come back totally full and I'm dumping that in the garbage.
Exactly.
I didn't have fun. I didn't need that extra work. And you know what? It was fine. They started making lunches, or they didn't bring lunches, or they didn't eat their lunches, and they were fine for that 6 hours of the day without food, which seems totally bizarre. You guys, that is totally bizarre that a kid could be okay. They actually were okay. And when my older daughter started being way more physically active, when she started doing cheerleading in high school, so she was cheering 2-3 hours after school and on weekends and had night PE, her body started demanding much more food than it had mm-hmm. before, with a total ease. And she started packing herself beautiful lunches, always ate a big breakfast before the day she had practices. She knew. I didn't have to tell her. I didn't have to say, you should do this because your body's exercising. Her body just went, ah. So it was kind of like when we were pregnant. Yeah. Her body started demanding more food during those times, and she gave it to her. She gave her body, or him if you're Hispanic. His
Very
body
cool. Hands. The other trick that I've learned recently is to tell them they can't have something because they want it, if you tell them they can't have it, or just to not offer them the food and put it in front of me. Like it's my dinner. It's my breakfast, and not give them anything.
You're talking about healthier food, better food.
Well, yeah. Sometimes they just, yeah. Or anything. Sometimes they just don't like to eat, and I'm like, okay. So instead of giving them food, which they'll ignore or just, you know, give back to me or complain about, I'll make food for myself and I'll be like, no, this is mine. And they're like, no, I want it. I'm sure that doesn't work forever, but at their age, at 4, they always want what they can't have. So
that's true forever.
So they eat it off of my plate and I'm like, okay, cool. But I know that, so I make more, you know, than I need.
So you're talking about ways to manipulate your children, to out-manipulate your children, which is one of the conscious parenting, conscious parents, conscious kids tools, is out-manipulating your children, one of the tools we give to parents. Because your children are amazing manipulators, if you don't already know that. Just a cry from an infant is a manipulation to get you to go in and pick them up. And we all do it with total ease. Maybe a little grumbling, but we do it. We always picked up the baby that was crying, unless someone told us we just weren't supposed to. But just giving a mother, given that freedom, that's what you do. Or a father, or anyone around a baby, really. So manipulation is one of the amazing, what I say is you can do things with just force. You can use manipulation, which is a kinder, gentler way to have your life work for you, which kids do all the time. And as a parent, one of the great things to do is to out-manipulate them. So out-manipulating to get them to choose and try and enjoy other foods, the great one. You don't let them have it, and they want what they can't have. And do you get how much easier this is than force? I mean, how many of you listening were forced to eat everything on your plate? It's a horrible energy. I think my parents tried it once. Me and my brother sat for like till 11 o'clock at night and we still wouldn't eat it. And they gave up and we out-manipulated them and went to bed. But parents do this all the time. I don't know, Lauren, were you ever forced to eat everything on your plate? Was that your family's point of view?
I started like hiding it in the napkins and trying to like...
exactly, feed it to the dog. We all did this. That's not honoring a body at all because there's not a choice in it. And I've seen kids, I actually saw one of my nephews, whose mother was, he had to eat that last little bit of broccoli on the plate and he wasn't. And she said, well, you can't get up until you do or some deal. And he tried to gagged and forced it down. I was like, I could feel his body against that. So let's talk more about food and kids and what your body likes and eating everything on your plate and the other weird stuff. Did I just say a bad word on radio? The other stuff we grew up with after the break. Thank you. It's Dr. Lana Rice, Transformational Talk Radio and Questionable Conversations. We'll be right back.
find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Glenna Rice, Questionable Conversations on the Transformational Talk Radio. And I'm here with my amazing guest, Lauren Marie. And we're talking about pregnancy, crazy bodies during pregnancy, and the gift they actually are that no one really acknowledges, and kids, and feeding kids. We're talking really about creating with your body and not against it. And I think that when we've talked in the previous segments, talking about how our bodies are when we're pregnant is really our body demanding us to create with it. And we can't ignore it the way we can most of the time. And really for our kids and for us, what would it take for us to have that amazing creation, the amazing way of being with your body, of creating with it, not against it, and to gift that to our children? And what are the ways we do that? What are some of the ways you as a parent can use these parenting tools from Access Consciousness, really creating from a conscious, creating with consciousness and awareness, like what can we be with our kids to gift them that ability that they'll have their whole life? And Lauren was talking a little bit about manipulating your kids at the dinner table. Anything else you've done to...
Well, I just was thinking about the story of the person whose kid said that they wanted ice cream and they were allowed to eat ice cream. And because one of the other tools you can do with your kids is to actually let them learn on their own what, like, choice creates awareness. So rather than saying, no, you can't have ice cream, sure, and teaching them, okay, does your body want that? Yes, my body wants ice cream. So there was a kid who kept saying, yes, my body wants ice cream. And so the mom's, okay, I'll give you ice cream. My body wants ice cream. Does your body want that? Yes, yes, yes. Lunch, breakfast, dinner, you know, all day long. And then he was up throwing up all night. And she said, you know, did your body really want all that ice cream? And he said, no, but I did. But he got it, and he never overrode his body that way. So he got the awareness. So I think, and I'm for everything, it's so much easier getting your kids to a place where they get the awareness rather than you. They're just doing it because you told them to, or you told them not to. It's such a huge gift.
Because they have it. You don't have to go on and on about it again. They have it. You can just go, oh, remember that ice cream thing? Does your body actually want it? If something like that shows up. And how do you ask a body what it would like? Pregnant or not pregnant, little kids? I mean, you can, I may have talked about this before on other shows, and I know in my classes all the time I'm speaking about this, but you can just put something in front of you. Stand with it. I have a glass of water here. And if your body goes forward, it's a yes. I have an empty glass. I'll try an empty glass. So your body wants an empty glass of water. That's a back. That's a no. That's one of the great ways to start playing with this. I know everyone who's ever used this has gotten so much more clarity about what their body, and it changes every day, all the time. I mean, I'll just go down to my fridge now and stand up and go, body, do you want anything in the fridge? Do you want anything in the fridge, body? And it'll go no or yes. And then it'll go to a cupboard and then it'll say, anything in the house? Is it a restaurant? And you can just ask body, do you want anything? And your body can give you this information, and you can teach your kids to do this. My kids were all taught it. They still use it. In fact, they actually be it. They don't actually, after all the years, they actually have to do that forward or back thing. But I remember my youngest at like 5 or 6 going shopping, and she wanted a bunch of outfits. I'm like, we're not getting them all. What ones would your body like? And she held them all up. Yes, no, yes, no. And room full of stuff that didn't fit, did fit. And she picked like 4 things, and we bought them all, and it was all from her body's choice. And she still has that at 16.
Wow. It's so cool.
It is so cool, actually. And it creates such ease for us as parents.
And you know, slightly off topic, but another thing that you gave me the awareness of in that class recently was not to come to conclusion about your body and like whatever, but let's say food in this case, because I, like I said, I was, you know, because, and I've done this in different periods of my life where I've started eating a certain way. My body's really responded, like it's felt really good and, you know, lots of energy, lost weight, whatever it was. And then it's sort of stopped working. And then I would try something else. And again, it would like be really good for a while, and then it would like stop working. And so you said, well, does your body like to eat differently all the time? And it was so light, like it made my body so happy to have this idea of what you could eat, like totally different. Like I'm a vegetarian, I'm a meatitarian, I'm a breatharian, I'm a, you know, from day to day to day, totally different. My body was so happy. Oh, I don't have to like be a thing.
Did you guys hear that? Did you hear what she said? I was so happy.
Yeah.
That's what this creates. That's totally what this creates. I mean, yeah, I'm a breatharian from like 11 o'clock at night till noon, or, you know, I don't usually eat much. I have my coffee a little later, and I don't know if that's an official breatharian, but all I do is
You're
breathe.
You're supposed to only have air, I think.
That would not make me happy. That would just not make me happy. I don't see that making you really happy.
No, but a few hours a day.
Being able to change like this is one of the gifts of following your body's awareness. Is, yeah, you could be having the specific way you eat, and it can change the next day, the next week, or in the middle of the day, and it creates more. I just have actually one more story about my daughter, and she's not doing this highly active lifestyle anymore, the gymnastics. She's doing some internships getting ready for school, and the training 4 hours a day or 3 hours a day that she was doing isn't happening. So I could feel her going into, oh my God, I'm going to put on weight. She's 16 and she's lovely. And we've all had that point of view. I could feel her going into it. And then she just started shrinking, like dropping sizes and getting the most beautiful young, you know, model figure kind of a thing that I'd ever seen in her. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's not eating that well. That was my point of view. I wasn't really asking. I was concerned that she wasn't, that she was going into that thing teenage girls do where they stop eating to lose weight. And I also know she has a body that changes like that from a question. She started getting headaches. Every once in a while, she was really sick to her stomach, feeling like she was going to throw up. In fact, I think she did a few times. Now it's, so this is a few months back. Now all of that stopped. I asked her the other day, so you're still getting headaches, this other stuff. She goes, no, Mom, you know, I thought I had to not eat to be thin. But I think what was going on is my body was telling me that it needed to have at least one nice meal every single day. So about 2 weeks ago, I started eating a really good meal every day like I always have. And it's all stopped. All the headaches are gone away. The feeling of being nauseous is totally gone. And she's thinner.
Wow.
So it had nothing to do with food. It was a choice for her to create her body differently right now in her life. And she'll probably create it many different ways like we've all done. But she was able to get this on her own, listen to her body, and eat the way her body wanted and still create the body she wanted greater than she can imagine by being a question with her body and listening to it. How does it get better than that, really? So any last words, Lauren? Any gift to moms out there?
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's talk about just if you're pregnant or planning on getting pregnant, a really, really, really great gift you can give your body is to not judge it.
That's a wonderful one. Yeah, to end the show with, don't judge your body.
Well, at any point, but I know with pregnancy and then post-pregnancy, you know, Glenna used the word mom body recently. I was like, ah, but it is.
Yeah.
Now you're a mom, you have a mom body, but what if we didn't have to judge mom body?
We should actually have a whole show on just that mom body stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, what if you could create beyond it and greater than that? Like, what would your body like to look like now? Not going back to what it was before. What would it like to look like now that's greater than you could ever, ever imagine? My daughter, that example I gave with my daughter is one of them. Yeah. Wonderful show. So happy I had you on. And this conversation
so
is so different than what people are talking about with pregnancies and babies and kids. And I'm so grateful that we can gift this to people that are listening and interested in something more.
Yep.
Lauren Marie, meetlaurenmarie.com to find you.
Yep.
And I'm drglennarice.com is where you can find me. And thank you so much. We'll have you on again. Fun show.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're clear. Thank you, Kat, for this.
Thank you. Thanks for your patience with all the Brazil internet issues.
Well, thanks, Lauren. When do I see you again?
I don't know.
BPC facilitators or Maestra?
Thank you for listening to Questionable Conversations Radio with Dr. Glenna Rice. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Glenna explores different parenting methods, examines healthier lifestyles, and explores what else is possible to guide you toward a successful career. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit GlennaRice.com. That's GlennaRice.com. See you next time.